Welcome to KCIABC Today, the podcast of the Kansas City chapter of the International Association of Business Communicators. I'm your host, Roy Harriman.
Our guest today on the podcast is Rachel Hack, Community Manager at Google in Kansas City, and we're excited to have Rachel as our speaker at our Thursday, July 19th luncheon at Brio on the Plaza, and you can find out more about that at kc.iabc.com. Rachel, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Rachel, our topic for this podcast is Google Fiber in Kansas City. But before we go there, why don't you tell us, our listeners, a little bit about your background and how it prepared you for your role with Google?
Sure. I am a lifelong Kansas Cityan. I grew up mostly in the northeast part of town and then moved up north just before high school. And then after college, came back here and have been loving Kansas City my entire life. My first job out of school, I worked for the Convention and Visitors Association, and from there learned very early on the importance of networking, of relationship building, and also really understood the assets of Kansas City, not just as a tourist destination like the CVA might think about it, but just as a community in general, our spirit, and the great things that we have to offer that makes us special. After that, I did PR for a while at Worlds of Fun, Oceans of Fun, and then went to the Ad Club, which is now called AAF Kansas City, and was executive director there for 7 years. That was a really fun job for me. I got to meet really passionate volunteers, creative people, strategic thinkers. It was an exciting time. And after the Ad Club, I was the president of the Software and Information Technology Association of Kansas. And that's where I was when I found out about this Google opportunity. And I wasn't looking at the time, but the job came open, and I thought it sounded pretty exciting and definitely a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get to work for Google here in my hometown. So submitted my resume, and things went forward from there, and I have been with Google since October of 2011.
Well, it doesn't sound like they really could have picked a more well-rounded person with your Kansas City roots, your experience in marketing, communications, and also technology. So, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, I'm sure there is a lot of jargon and tech speak being bandied out about there about what is Google Fiber, what does it mean? So, for the record, can you define for us what, when we talk about Google Fiber, what exactly are we talking about?
This is Google's project to build our very first ever fiber-to-the-home internet service. What that means is when we have our product launch, it will be an opportunity for residents of Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri to have fiber connectivity, which allows us to transmit information up to 100 times faster than what is currently available and at prices that are competitive with what people are currently paying. Around the world, internet speeds are tremendously faster than what we have here in the United States. We are ranked right now about 26th, 27th worldwide in terms of average download speeds. And for Google, we think that we can do better, that we should raise the bar on broadband and really open this up for people to innovate, to do more powerful things online. Also an opportunity for us to look at creative strategies to narrow the digital divide, to help people who have maybe not been online yet in their homes, and think about what can we do as a company, as a community, to narrow that divide.
Yeah, I saw some of the statistics on the Google Fiber blog about how many Kansasians are online, and that was fascinating information. By the way, it's a great a blog for anybody who wants to know more. Do you write that?
No. That's one of my, I have written on there before, but typically that's another colleague of mine who does that at google.com/fiber. There's also a mailing list there that you can subscribe to as we have updates on our project. That's where we typically post them first.
Okay. And there were some, I would say, some successful attempts at humor even on that blog. when you're writing about technology, it's hard to be funny, and I think it was. So.
Oh, good. I'll let her know.
All right. Well, hey, I know we don't want to give away the store here. We definitely want people to come out and hear your full presentation, but can you give us just a thumbnail sketch about what you're going to be talking about on the 19th and why it matters to Kansas City communicators?
My presentation on Google Fiber will tell the story as to why Google got into this in the first place, how we came to select Kansas City, what attracted us to Kansas City, which I think is very important for business communicators to hear our perspective, to know from Google's point of view what was enticing, what we are finding here, and the relationships that we've built here in Kansas City, so that as you serve your clients and others who are perhaps interested in attracting business or attracting talent, you might be able to find different ways to look at what the community has to offer. And also I'll be able to talk a little bit about what the technology might mean for Kansas City when we're talking about education, healthcare, entertainment. Technology isn't something anymore that we keep in a vacuum. It touches so many different parts of our lives. And whether your clients are in the hospitality industry or in arts and culture, technology plays a role. And I think Kansas City is uniquely positioned to see different executions in terms of how we communicate with one another. I think it'd be fantastic if the next YouTube comes out of Kansas City, and entirely possible.
Well, this is going to be a fascinating presentation, I can tell. So make sure you're available for it on July 19th, and you can register at kc.iabc.com. Hey, Rachel, one thing we want to do is keep this podcast current and relevant. And as I was preparing for it, I noticed an article which you most certainly have seen that popped up on July 1st in the Kansas City Star from Mary Sanchez. Are you familiar with that article I'm talking about?
Yes, I am.
Yes. And a quote from that, she says, she's talking about the pace of the project, which I can't imagine being in charge of such a large-scale project personally. But she wrote here, she says, for a company promising light-speed technology, Google seems to be dragging its feet. Now, all of us who deal with the media, there can be a love-hate relationship there. And I've been around long enough to learn not to take things for granted that the story was actually accurately portrayed. And I think all of us who also manage huge projects, and very few of us have been involved in one as a project this scale, we know that timeframes are kind of a moving target. And so I'm just curious, is there going to be a response to this, or do you possibly have a response now for, hey, is the project where it ought to be?
You know, we don't typically comment on speculation like that. I can tell you our team has been working very hard for several months, and really since we announced KCK in March of last year in Kansas City, Missouri, 2 months later. We have a large infrastructure project at our hands, and it's also a new technology for Google. So not only are we laying fiber in one of the largest metropolitan communities in the nation, but for Google as a company, we have to build a new business model. We're thinking about how do we engage with consumers in ways that we've never done before. Google, typically, when we engage with consumers, it's with a free product. So this model is brand new for us. It's also developing the customer service experience that is googly, that reflects who we are as a company and gives our customers the value and the treatment that they should have. So it's not just about, you know, being able to announce fibers here and flip a switch like the Plaza Lights. This is a lot of planning and work that goes into it. And we're preparing for an announcement this summer. And I trust me, I'm very excited to be able to tell everyone, here's exactly what the product is, how to sign up for it, what it costs, and what you can expect from Google. It's coming.
That's right. And you want to make sure it's done right. You know, there's no
exactly. This is not the kind of product we can launch in beta. It's got to be done right the first time.
Right. Well, good thoughts there. Rachel, a final question for you. Again, in research for our discussion here, I saw columnist Chris O'Brien. He was writing in the San Jose Mercury News, and his quote was this. He says, Google Fiber has the potential to make the two Kansas cities the most entrepreneurial place in the world, the center of a healthcare revolution, and a leader in education reform. What do you think about that assessment?
I think he's right on. I don't know that Google Fiber is going to be the only component to make that possible. We know as Kansas Cityans that we already have strong entrepreneurial roots here, that we have great innovative thinkers and companies here who are interested in raising the bar in their industries. But definitely Google Fiber plays a role in giving Kansas City a tool that others don't have yet. So we're certainly glad to be a part of that conversation and are really pleased with the level of engagement that we've seen in the community just in getting ready for the product launch.
Fantastic. Well, we're rooting for you here in Kansas City.
Thank you.
And please join us Thursday, July 19th for lunch at Brio on the Plaza to hear more of what Rachel has to say. This has just been a little taste. It's going to be a fascinating conversation. Rachel, thank you so much for making time here today.
My pleasure, Roy. I'll see you on the 19th.
Thanks for joining us for KCIABC Today. You can listen to this podcast on iTunes as well as our YouTube channel, and you can subscribe to receive automatic updates on both. Learn more about us at kc.iabc.com. Thanks again.